What comes to your mind when I say the word stubborn? Okay. I did not ask you who comes to your mind. Now, we have to admit that sometimes we are stubborn. We get stuck in our ways, glued to our traditions. We get focused on what makes us feel good. There's something in us that likes for things to stay the same. You know, if we have this same attitude with our spiritual walk, then we're headed down a road of destruction. Maybe you've heard it said, either you're growing or you're dying. Well, there's some truth to that. When it comes to how we listen to God and obey Him, we are either obedient or we are disobedient. There is no in between. You know, the people in Zechariah's day were very stubborn. They would not listen to God. They would not follow His will because they thought their way was better. In chapter 7, we read that they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly, they turned their backs and stopped up their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint, and they would not listen. So the Lord Almighty was very angry, and He said, "When I called, they did not listen. So when they called, I would not listen." God is very clear about the importance of His children being obedient. Walking with Him requires obedience. God speaks to us in many different ways, and He calls us to do things for His kingdom. Many times He calls us to step outside of our comfort zone. And sometimes we are stubborn, and we try to avoid doing whatever He wants us to do. We must be careful that we don't become stuck in our ways or stubborn in listening to His call. Ignoring God's voice is an act of disobedience. It creates in us a hardened heart. It hinders our prayer life and our fellowship with God. So today, my friend, let's be attentive to God's voice, and let's be ready to obey whatever He calls us to do. Let us not be stubborn.